Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, back here at Community America Credit Union, a Red Friday tailgate on 96.5 The Fan. We're at one of their Blue Springs branches just off of 70 South Outer Road. Tailgate just starting right this second, as a matter of fact. Casey Wolf just showed up. Chiefs cheerleaders here as well. The big ATM, chance to win some Chiefs Colts tickets, some other swag. We've got the Irvzilla's Hawaiian Grill food truck, free food, first 100 people. And now the sun is starting to cover the area we're at, too, so it's going to start warming up as well. Already got a good amount of people nearby. Going to be a fun day getting set for Chiefs and Bills. Halloween mixed in, so they got a lot of candy out here. People are dressed up in their Halloween costumes. Cody is Smokey the Bear, although I still think he's a brown Teletubby. I am, someone said, are you Carl Cheffers? Sure, I'm wearing a referee uniform with Chiefs logos all over it. One of them already fell off. It is what it is. We got Josh Briscoe on the line, I believe.
You didn't do a good enough job ironing.
Yeah, I think the cold weather got to it, you know? I think the cold weather got to it. It's okay. It's all right. Josh Briscoe going to join us as he does each and every Friday. He will be hosting pregame coverage and postgame coverage Sunday as the Chiefs take on the Bills right here on 96.5 The Fan and throughout the Chiefs radio network. Briscoe, Cody said you're a big Halloween guy. Is that true? And if so, what are you and the wife working with here for Halloween?
That is largely true. Renee has really set the pace on that over the last few years. The house is looking pretty Halloween-y at the moment. And I heard the sirens there for a second. I wondered if Cody went with plan A for his costume.
Right.
Disappointed to hear that it's, I mean, Smokey the Bear, I think, stops crimes from happening. So that's probably a good choice for you, Cody. But this year, I'll tell you right now, at 11 a.m. here on Halloween, a little bit of a work in progress, but we have a Ninja Turtles motif coming together right now that I'm hoping we'll be ready for prime time by tonight.
What is your Halloween plan? Are you handing out candy like a regular house-owning adult, or what's your game plan here?
We are always trick-or-treater ready in our neighborhood, but I think in the last three or four Halloweens, I think we have had one trick-or-treater who was dressed up as a little Batman. And so we remember little Batman fondly. And if he shows up, he'll have some candy. But no, Renee loves to throw a Halloween party. So we are in the midst of making costumes. I'm cleaning things. I'm prepping for Chiefs Bills. It is a whirlwind right now. And if you guys want to come over, I'll give you guys candy too.
Look, I've got candy here, Community America, but I'm not going to say no to more. I got to take my kids out. You know how this works as we get ready for this game on Sunday. Which of these, and I'm going to ask you, and then we can talk about the game individually. Which of these things do you think you're more worried about being tested over the next four games, in which they face three very difficult opponents? You can toss Dallas in there. I don't think they're really difficult compared to the others, but their offensive line is in. They're getting ready to face some better defenses. Their defensive line, because they're facing some of the better offensive lines. Their rushing defense, number one, two, three, four rushers coming to town the next 4 weeks. What do you think is going to be tested the most over this stretch?
I think the thing that I am, let's say on theme, I'm the most spooked by is probably the defensive line. Because I do think that's been one thing they've been surviving with so far this season, but it hasn't been one of the reasons they've been winning. Now, look, they've been really good against number one running backs. I think that's a fascinating storyline for this game with James Cook coming off of, I think, a 6,000-yard performance last week against the Panthers. Broke some records there. I think that what we've seen, though, against number one running backs is legit. So I do want to give the whole front seven some of that credit, but specifically the four-man pass rush and then even being able to contain some of those quarterbacks who have ended up killing them with their legs. That's the thing I've been the most concerned about anyway, and I think the way that stands up now for the Bills, Broncos, and Colts. And frankly, like three quarterbacks, obviously Josh Allen is a beast, but three quarterbacks who will use a little bit of athleticism and kill you if you give them space, at least as much as Trevor Lawrence, right? Like, I really do think that's the thing for me. I feel a lot better with Mike Pinnell being back on the depth of the D-tackle group there, but I'm also kind of hoping that when I talk to you guys next week, I would love to have one more name on this defensive line to maybe assuage some of those fears a little bit.
Who is more happy about Mike Pinnell's return, you or Chris Jones?
It might be me, dude. I was so baffled. I was so baffled by that. Like, there have been plenty of times, like, look, we got to analyze the team and look at moves and everything. I've disagreed with, like, Brett Veach choices before. I've had second questions about moves they've made. That happens, and they have more information than we do on everything. The Mike Pinnell one was so baffling. I just remember being in, like, a stupor for, like, a week of, like, wait, they traded for Derek Nnadi and completely cut bait with Mike Pinnell, and maybe they wanted to slide Pinnell to the practice squad or whatever, and he didn't win. I don't know, but that was such a bizarre divorce. This is one of those relationships in high school where your friends break up for 6 weeks and like they're gonna get back together, they belong together, they're gonna make this work, and they did. So I'm happy for me, I'm happy for Chris Jones, and I'm happy for Mike Pinnell.
I feel like going into the game against Buffalo, not only because of the Chiefs offense and how they're performing, but watching Buffalo, you know, despite what they just did to Carolina, but that was Andy Dalton, this Bills defense, I think, is in worse shape than it's really ever been during this Chiefs rivalry at this point in time.
Yeah, I think they have a little bit of reputation washing on what they've done so far this year. And that also, I would extend that probably to the pass catchers as well. But to stick with the Bills' defense, I think you're absolutely right. And that's coinciding with the Chiefs' offense being at full strength for the first time in a long time. So I think altogether, that is a matchup where you should see the Chiefs continue to hit their groove there. Obviously, the Chiefs' running game is not the selling point, and the Bills have really struggled on the ground defensively. But if you told me that Kareem Hunt and Breshard Smith, maybe a couple touches for Elijah Mitchell, would just do enough to keep everything else on time, I would take that. I think Rashee Rice and all of the ways that he's an extension of the running game, so to speak, all of that's going to play together for what I think ought to be a 30-plus point performance from the Chiefs. That's a pretty steep standard in the modern NFL, but they've hit it every time they've cared about hitting 30 points in these last 3 weeks with Rice back.
By the time this season's done, will this be better than... by the time the season's done, will this be better than 2022 and 2021's offenses?
That's a good question. I guess right now the only real questions you have is just like what's going to be the final answer at left tackle and when is Trey Smith back? It doesn't seem like Pacheco's going to be sidelined for a long time, and I would assume the same for Smith. Maybe Smith plays on Sunday. I really don't know. But I do think that that's on the table right now. You have Mahomes playing at perhaps an even higher level, or at least getting there. And if you tell me after the bye that Xavier Worthy is as close to 100% as he's going to be all year, that you do have Rashee Rice fully set in this offense, I think they're going to have a chance to do a couple of little things during that bye week to kind of set what the plan is for the rest of the season. And I really could see it being, if not that good of an offense, nearly that good of an offense.
Yeah, I guess the way I view it is, at this point, this is an offense in which I genuinely think, just as long as Simmons and Jalen Moore are on the roster and at least one of them is healthy, I would say, or with the team, I would say, what weakness do they have? Like, as the offensive line's currently constructed, they have an all-pro at center, a medium-level right tackle, a high-end left tackle with Simmons, or a medium-level left tackle with Moore, I would say. And they're very good at the guard spots right now, so no weakness there. Running game with the three combined, no weakness in my opinion. They have got the best quarterback in the league. And like it's just and then I would say a very deep wide receiver thing. The only thing I would say is how high – like I think the question would be how highly do you think of Rice? If your answer is they're better than at least one of those offenses, you got to think Rice is at least – 85% of what they were getting in Tyreek Hill in one of those years.
And obviously, they're totally different players, and they're used in totally different ways. But even with that in mind, I don't know if you guys have done this. I'm not really all that interested in like ranking the top five, top 10 receivers. Like, okay, well, is Rashee Rice 12 in the NFL? I don't know, but he's in that bucket, and specifically within this offense, to where he is making things easier for Patrick Mahomes and for Andy Reid and Matt Nagy and everybody else there. That to me is so worthwhile. We remember the deep shots and the backyard football and the huge touchdowns and the peace signs from Tyreek Hill, but I think the underrated thing that he did for this offense was give them an easy button. Go, well, when in doubt, we've got a little sprint out here that we can go ahead and hit to Tyreek for the first down, or just some orbit motions and some of those not quite created touches, but like we're pretty sure Tyreek Hill's going to be in a good spot on this matchup that we know Mahomes should be able to just hit his first read here and keep it moving. Rice is able to do that. Rice is able to be a little bit of that easy button for Mahomes and not to put so much of that burden on his shoulders at every single turn. He said, hey man, go ahead and go up there, read the whole defense pre-snap, and then you're going to have an RPO and you've got a nanosecond here to make this decision, and do that 50 times. You know, that's an exaggeration, of course, but being able to make Mahomes' life a little bit easier, I think might be my favorite part of what Rashee Rice does for this offense right now.
What would you do, I guess, out of this question? What would you, if you were the Bills, what would you do, or what would you take away first? Do you still mess around with Travis Kelce? Do you try to take Rashee Rice away? Do you try to take away those quick short passes they like doing? Where do you stop with stopping the Chiefs' offense in your mind if you're the Bills?
And that's the reason that I am so optimistic about where this game goes and then putting up 30 points, is because, look, man, you could get me through like four or take me through top five pass catching options and be like, okay, so I'm gonna get a shot at Tyquan Thornton a few times. Great. And that's just, I don't think there is an answer to that. Certainly not with the defensive struggles the Bills have had so far. I would still start with Rashee Rice, which is hilarious. And I think that's by and large how you end up with Travis Kelce leading the team in receiving last week and being able to be this like underrated part of the offense. Until Rice got back, Kelce was still demanding a ton of that attention. Now, I think you have to try to make Rice the guy that you key in on, because if he ends up with the ball in his hands, it doesn't matter if it's 3 yards downfield on a short little crosser. He's a danger to make it 15, yes, and he's hard to bring down. So I think you have to key in on Rashee Rice. And again, I guess to the counter of what I just talked about Rice being so good at, I think you try to take away those easy buttons for Mahomes, and you try to make everything contested. You make everything a little bit harder for him, and then maybe you get a tipped up pass that you're able to intercept and take the other way. I think that's the way the Bills have to be playing here.
We're talking to Josh Briscoe here on 96.5, the Fan, pre- and post-game host for the Chiefs Radio Network. You'll hear him 3 hours before kickoff on Sunday. Of course, kickoff at 3:25 here on the Fan. What do you think the trickle-down effect is, win or lose here for each of these teams? You know, if the Chiefs win, they're of course 6-3 going on a bye. But let's say they were to lose on Sunday. They're favorites right now by about a point and a half, 2.5, depending on where you look. What does that do for division? What does it do to you for, you know, number one seed and just overall narrative as well around the Chiefs?
It's so huge for both of these teams, because I think this has all of the feeling of one of those like Chiefs Bills AFC Championship game preview matchups, but neither team is leading their division. So they're not only does it have the big picture stakes, to your question there, it has short term stakes. If the Chiefs lose this game and then go into the bye week 5-4, and I don't know what Denver and LA are going to do in the meantime, but then that game at Denver is almost must win for the AFC West. I don't think the Broncos,
I would say so, yeah.
I don't think the Broncos are going to be there in the AFC Championship game. I think the Chiefs could lose the next two games in a row, and I would still say they have a better chance of going to the AFC Championship game than the Broncos do. But the division becomes extremely, extremely in question, even if you can double dip against the Broncos 2 weeks from now and then again on Christmas. So if they are able to win this game, they're the betting favorite, and the bye week is going to feel like a resort, and we're going to realize, like, okay, so they took probably the best swing they're going to get here in a little while. They beat the Lions, they beat the Bills, and then now out of the bye, you have two really important AFC games against the Broncos and Colts. you feel like they have a chance to run that gamut to win all three of those if they beat the Bills. I think if they lose to Buffalo, it's going to be a pretty bleak week. We're going to go, okay, well, we're kind of back in that maybe that post-Jags headspace of this is a good football team, but they're kind of in the middle of the pack with everybody else. I think if they beat the Bills, get a week off before two chances against two real AFC contenders in Denver and Indy, they're going to be the one team that actually looks like they are ahead above. And right now, nobody can really claim that in the AFC. I think the Colts have been impressive. I don't think you can argue that they're far and away the best team in the conference.
I got to say, though, if they go through, if the Chiefs go through and win all three of these games over this stretch, well, then I think that they should be allowed to petition the league, not play again in the regular season, and just someone should have to come to Arrowhead in January. Like, if they get through this stretch, two on the road, one again, you know, like at Buffalo, at Denver, at home against the current AFC leading Colts, well, then they are the best team in the AFC. They might be anyway, but it would just feel like a wrap on the AFC end. I guess that's where I am, at least on that perspective. I do want to ask you about the running game a little bit this weekend. I view this as a use Breshard Smith like he is a true number two running back, not sprinkled in like he has been before with more for Kareem Hunt, because you need to be able to answer the question for yourself is, if Pacheco's injury lingers in any way, or if we were questioning it anyway, do we need running back help? I think you can answer part of that question by using Breshard Smith more this weekend.
No, I like that. I think that's a good way of considering it. I wonder still if that will happen, because I feel like the ramp-up period for Breshard Smith has had this sort of implied final act of, like, in January, he might lead the running back room in touches, and you go, wait a second, where's this guy been all year? And that's partially because of the learning curve, and I think it's partially because it's fun to have a secret weapon, and I understand that. I would much rather just show the weapon tomorrow or on Sunday and beat the Bills with Breshard Smith having that kind of breakout game. Yeah, maybe defenses start keying in on him beyond that, but after the bye, I think you expect to have Pacheco back, and then if you're back to your three-man group there, you don't need Breshard Smith to be that guy the rest of the season. So I would love to see him get a little bit more unveiled here. I do think he'll certainly be involved in the passing game again. Will he be used as an actual number two running back? I really don't know. I do think we're going to see something from Elijah Mitchell. He's been on the 53 all year, so the Chiefs clearly think that he has value on their roster, and they were right, obviously, to assume that eventually one of their top three running backs was going to miss at least one game, and that'll continue. It's a violent sport and a violent position, but I'll be very curious to see if Elijah Mitchell comes in and gets running back two carries, or if he comes in and he's active and then we see him once or twice out there with Mahomes. Because I think that will also go a very long way in terms of showing us what Breshard Smith can do. I don't think you can give Kareem Hunt 20 or 25 carries. I don't think that's reasonable.
Last question for me, Briscoe. I don't know if Alex got one. My son this morning said he didn't want to go to school, said it is unfair that kids have to go to school on Halloween. That is a Friday specifically was his request. He's in the first grade. Should I have let him skip?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's he learning today?
People are nodding their heads here out at the remote here at Community America Credit Union.
You're saying I should have let him skip, huh?
Yeah, well, look, here's the thing, man. I don't remember, like, anything I learned at that stage in my life, but I do remember some of my Halloween costumes.
That's
so
a good point.
I do feel
That's
like...
a good point.
Look, if it's a Halloween Wednesday, you gotta go, kid. Look, sometimes you gotta go to work on Wednesday, you gotta go to school on Wednesday, nobody wants to do it, you just gotta do it. But a Friday Halloween, like, I mean, I thought you were gonna ask if it should be, like, a national holiday, and I was gonna say yes to that, too.
I honestly, he said, I love Halloween. I get to just go by a different name all day. And I said, what do you mean? I thought maybe they're doing like something at school. He's like, I'm Donkey Kong. Because that's his costume. All right, man. Look, you live your life, Donkey Kong. We'll go get some candy tonight.
That is awesome. Have a bonanza, fellas.
Exactly. Thanks, Briscoe.
There you go. Josh Briscoe. He joins us each and every Friday at 11 o'clock here on 96.5 The Fan. You asked Briscoe his thoughts on Halloween and everything. Did you see, and we'll play the audio, of Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, was asked about Halloween. I don't know.
Drew, you know, it happens.
The audio yet. If not, just let me know. And here's what he said when he was asked about Halloween today.
I don't give a if it's Halloween, all right? We're trying to win a game.
Whoa, what a crumb.
He's locked in, man. Football coach is locked in. Locked in. The Packers aren't messing around.
I don't give a if it's Halloween.
Gwinnie's got to have that as a drop in the system forever.
Jay Binkley's going to wear that thing out.
He is.
Who do the Packers have this weekend? I've never been more convinced they're losing. Because people, the Panthers.
Oh, wow. yeah.
That might be
you true. Can go trick-or-treat with your kids tonight, Matt. It's okay. It's okay.
It's not going to ruin your football plans. I'm anti-anybody who's like, I take my job serious all the time, 1,000%. Like, I'll relax a little. I don't care if it's Halloween. I'm trying to win football games. Like, all right, chill a little.
Football guy. Football guy.
That's not how, like, Andy Reid shows up in a Santa costume in post games. That man's got plenty of Super Bowls. What do you think?
Uh-huh.
What do you think? Like, giving him your favorite chocolate bar is going to set the whole thing off, LaFleur. He's going to set you all back. You can't win a football game because in a press conference you had to tell him whether you prefer Skittles or Starburst. Relax a little. It's not that serious of a job.
All right, let's get to it, Drew.
Trash of the day.
Two quick ones for you today. These were originally slated for earlier in the week, but we had some other candidates that moved to the front of the line. All right. Two quick ones. Number one, this was a story at a Walmart in Lumberton, North Carolina on a Monday afternoon. Someone was out shopping. An off-duty police officer working security at the store heard a gunshot around 4:26, saw a car speed away. The officer, of course, pulls the vehicle over eventually, chases after. Found a man with a gunshot wound to his leg. The man told police he had tucked his gun into his jogging pants without a holster. When he tried to move it while inside the store, he accidentally pulled the trigger through his clothes. The bullet hit him in the leg. He was taken to a hospital.
Plexico
not
burst
life-threatening,
himself.
But yes, he definitely went the Plexico burst route there in the Walmart. Was he so embarrassed that he didn't call 911 while he was in the start? He's like, I'll just drive myself to the hospital? Is that what happened?
There is no more sweatpants? Is there anything you would trust tucked into a pair of sweatpants? Is like, this is a safe situation? Huh. A gun? Like, are you kidding? No chance, man. I don't feel bad for this guy at all. I mean, also, why was he reaching for it? He said, was he just trying to pull his pants up? Is that what happened?
He just moved. No, he tucked his gun into it without a holster, and he tried to move it. Yeah, I guess he tried to move his pants.
It is one of the most embarrassing things you can do for yourself.
Uh-huh.
There's no doubt about it. There's just like, there's no explanation. You're like, oh, no, what happened?
Right.
And you're like, oh, no. You're like, yeah, sorry. I bet that's one of a million cases, though. That's not one of the weird ones the ER sees, you don't think, right?
Elsewhere on on the trash of the day, a man was on a flight from Chicago to Germany. Had to land in Boston on Saturday, Cody, after a passenger allegedly attacked two teenagers.
What?
With a metal fork. Yeah. A 28-year-old from India is accused of stabbing one 17-year-old in the shoulder and another in the head while they were sleeping on the flight. Flight crew members tried to stop him, and he made a gun shape with his hand and pretended to point it towards him. He then allegedly slapped a female passenger, tried to slap a crew member. The plane was diverted to Boston when police then arrested him. He's been charged with assault with a dangerous weapon on an aircraft. Could face up to 10 years in prison if found
guilty. Is this one of those, like, he took a bad drug?
I'm not sure.
Had a really weird reaction. That one's way bleaker than the first one.
Yeah, it said he was on a visa studying for a master's degree in biblical studies.
What?
Yeah.
Easy there. Uh-huh. Easy.
Uh-huh.
Man, I tell you what. Planes, Drew had said, he's like, why is there always something happening to you guys on planes? I'm like, how is nothing ever happening to you? There's never some
guy I'll report back. I mean, I'll report back in a week or so.
You got a long flight.
I do. I'll report back. I leave on Wednesday. I'll let you guys know when I get back if there's any incident. Hopefully nothing like that on the flight. There is always something. We usually just, like, I'm very, you know, you're also this way, I think, very observant. And
yeah.
So on a flight, like, if, so, you know, not to this extent of this story, but if something's off, like, you
notice
it.
Stuff.
Yeah.
When that lady tried to, like, recruit us to her middle seat when there was still plenty of room on the plane. I'm not going to not notice that.
Yeah.
Why was she trying to recruit us? Why didn't she want us to sit so much?
Someone says they're an ER. I don't know if they're a doctor, nurse, whatever. They just said they work in the ER. They see stuff like that monthly all the time.
Tell us the weird stuff you see from the 913. That's what we want to know. What's the weirdest thing you saw the last month? You don't have to stretch it out for the rest of time. What's the worst one you saw the last month?
Well, here you go. Someone says their wife is an ER nurse. Says it's unreal the amount of people that come in who tripped and fell on something going up there.
Don't want to admit it. They don't want to admit that they stuck it up there. That's what's going on. Come on, let's just face the reality.
I think you're probably correct. They don't want to admit that they were doing something there, but By the way,
million to one, Doc. Million to one. I mean, it's the old Seinfeld.
They can take a, you know, imaging and find out. Like, there's no way that just ended up that way. Even if you fell, like, there's no way. Even if you tripped and fell.
Yeah. Someone from the 816. How do you guys feel about discreetly vaping on a flight? Don't do it. It's a public space. They got rules. It's also against the law. So, like, maybe definitely don't do it.
It's but, like, against federal law.
If you you got to be able to make it the flight. I'm sorry. You know, get a nicotine patch. Do what you got to do, but, like, it is what it is, you know? Don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, does it bother me to no end? No, but I would highly recommend it.
Speck, our boss, caught part of our conversation yesterday about the flights. He's 100% in agreement on the fact that the feet exposed thing on a flight is a no-go. And tank top on a flight. No-go.
No go, huh?
No go.
I'm not drawing a line.
I don't know if it might just be me, but like I don't. It feels like based on what you guys say and other people, it sounds like it's like you're people watching. Where me, it's like I see somebody in tank top that like look you do you, and I'm just gonna keep. I'm locked into what I'm doing. Like I don't know. I don't pay attention to people like that. I guess maybe that's why I don't notice things on flights and stuff, or why the tank top thing doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. Did we lose him? I think we lost the guys. I'm going to send it to break. When we come back, if the guys are back, we're going to get into the Chiefs Red Half Hour and more Chiefs talk right here on Cody and Gold on 96.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Try the fan.
Welcome in to the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Every day at 11:30 with Cody and Gold on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, the fan.
Chiefs Red Half Hour brought to you by All Weather Decks, Kansas City's most respected deck builder. Check them out at allweatherdecks.net. You can hear that Chiefs rumble behind us now.
Uh-huh.
So drum lines here. We're good to go there. I saw Casey Wolf. You got a photo in your Chiefs referee outfit with Casey Wolf, which I'm assuming is already on social or will be on social shortly, at least on that end. We're out at Community America, 1800 Northwest South Outer Road, right here in Blue Springs. Free food to the first 100 people. Irvzilla's Hawaiian Grill is out here serving food. They've got drinks as well. Trick and treat areas if you've got your kid in your costume. Plus, a chance to win Chiefs and Colts tickets over at their big ATM Gold. Swag over there as well. We've been handing out koozies. Been a great crowd so far. Come out and see us here at Community America for another Red Friday tailgate. Probably our last one of the year, right?
The weather eventually shifts.
And then, you know, we got to wrap these things up. So you got another hour and a half to come out and grab some lunch if you're in the area.
Yeah, we've met a lot of listeners, obviously having a great time. Some people bringing out their kids, too, because you can kind of do a little mini trick-or-treating out here, too, with a lot of candy,
as you were saying,
and a lot of kids in their costumes as well. Before we lost connection there at the end of Trash of the Day, we were obviously talking about the airplane stuff. Drew, I know Drew's on the opposite side of us on that one. Some people are in agreement with him on the, hey, you know, do whatever you want on an airplane. And I get it, not be cognizant of anybody else around you, apparently, is the vibe there.
It's a real limit. Yeah. I think it is fine, out of common courtesy, to request people do some of the stuff you're saying, like bathe or these other things. I think saying you can't wear a tank top, we're just drawing too many lines.
Yeah.
Well, maybe somebody doesn't want to see your arms. Can you wear long sleeves? I'd like you in.
Spec did say,
you know, no sweats. Yesterday. I'd like you in some nice pants. Respect well, you know,
that's,
like.
That's,
all I'm saying
yes,
is, like, where do we draw the line?
Nobody's saying everybody needs to be wearing a shirt and tie on the flight. No, Spec did say no shorts. And I was like, that's a bit much.
See, that's my feeling on the tank
that's
top.
That's crazy.
We can't all just draw a line.
No shorts is to me, very wild on a flight.
Some people just, I guess, don't want to see the lights, you know? I don't know what to tell you.
Imagine sitting next to Casey Wolf on the flight. That would be a problem. As Casey Wolf standing in front of
us. It does feel like
you
need two seats.
Yeah, better buy all three, depending on the flight you're on. Something like that.
Get a whole row. I don't think he travels like that, but who's
Someone wants to know if Drew goes shirtless while flying. He said no, but it sounds like Drew's gone tank top on a flight maybe or something. I don't know. Is that
true? Gone tank top under a hoodie, but I've never just gone straight
different.
Tank top.
Yeah.
I said yesterday, I normally wear a hoodie whenever I'm on
flight. Yeah, the flights are cold. You are right. They are, like, chilly on a flight. Like, sweats and a hoodie, to me, is great airplane attire because it's comfortable. Mm-hmm. Everybody's good. You're not going to freeze your butt off on the flight. Anyway, let's get back to some Chiefs football here on a Red Friday. And there's some odds out there for who the Chiefs could possibly trade for. You're like, all right, what happens Sunday could dictate what the Chiefs do on the trade deadline Tuesday afternoon. You already mentioned earlier, Cody, you think it's kind of an audition game for Breshard Smith. If they get out of this game healthy and he looks good, even less of a reason for them to go trade for a running back. Well, offshore, there's 8 players listed that could get traded. Now, only one of them do the Chiefs even come up on the list of the odds market, and that would be Breece Hall. I mentioned it earlier. The Chiefs have the third best odds to trade for Breece Hall, if you buy into that. 5-1, Chargers 3-1, Cardinals 2-1. He's the name that I think a lot of Chiefs fans have really targeted. Again, I say fans. I don't know if the organization has targeted him as much. As long as, like, are you going to try to sign him to a contract then? Because it's a rental otherwise.
Yeah.
We talk about rentals in baseball all the time. The rental thing in football, I know D-Hop was technically a rental last year.
Yeah, but a conditional fifth.
Yeah, so what Breece Hall is, you're not getting him for a fifth round pick.
I don't think so, but are we sure that the price tag's that high?
I think it's a conditional fourth or because the Chiefs draft where they do, is it a conditional third? I would not give anything more than a fourth.
I think it could be a fourth that turns into a third if they win the Super Bowl, go to the Super Bowl.
Well, nobody will complain
some of
that
stuff. And if that's the price tag, I'm probably interested. It is just one of those positions that is, how much greedier do we need to get on offense? Where I would say, if you're spending that kind of resource gold, can you get Jalen Phillips? If it's a rental at a position of need, running back has got to be below defensive tackle, defensive end, at least right in those positions. Before you start getting to running back. Running back is just one of those, we want to put the greatest show on turf back on. You know, like, we're trying to put the band back together and watch us just steamroll your ass for the rest of the year. Because other than that, I can't figure out the desperation around running back. It would actually make more sense to me that it was just like a guy who could fit a need or fit a role versus let's go find a guy who we're supposed to give a majority of the snaps to.
Again, I think if they can get through the game Sunday and there's no injury to Hunt all of a sudden or Smith, then to me they're fine at the running back spot. like the running back spot is not going to, if they stay healthy, is not what's going to hold them back from getting to a Super Bowl at this point. I really don't think that is it, guys. I think what could is a lack of pass rush. You know, eventually
so they
the
were
defense.
Missing any other off market? No, I was just going to ask real quick. As you mentioned, the pass rush.
Yeah, they aren't. Yeah, so for example, another name mentioned, Max Crosby, Cowboys. Yeah, but Cowboys had the best odds, 2-1. Then the Eagles at 3-1. Then the Patriots, I'm sorry, at 3-1. That'd be interesting. Niners 4-1. Trey Hendrickson, Drew, from Cincy. Detroit Lions are the favorite to land him. Doesn't mean he'll get traded, but 2-1. Tampa 3-1. Commanders 4-1. Kayvon Thibodeau. New England, 2-1, the favorite to land him. So the Patriots are viewed as a team that's going to trade for a legit pass rusher by a lot of people nationally.
I'm surprised that Trey Henderson's name continues to come up because he's dealing with a hip injury that he was out for a week or two and then tried to play last week and it didn't work. So, and he still hasn't practiced at all this week. So I'm surprised that his name's still even coming up, to be honest.
I think some of it is the Bengals know he's not going to be on their team in the long haul. So, Drew, I hate to say it, but even if it's like a fifth-round pick, it is better than what you're going to get, which is nothing.
I'm saying right? I don't think a team is trading for him. Like, why would you trade for a guy that's hurt? Like, I don't think he's getting traded because nobody wants him.
Do you think he's hurt? Legit don't know the answer to this. You follow Cincinnati closer, obviously. Is there any speculation that, like, he's hurt, but one of those where it's like, you know, if this team was
He'd feel a lot better if he ended up somewhere else.
Or he'll feel way better once the trade deadline's over kind of thing. We've seen that happen before.
I think he's got a legit hip problem.
Okay.
Back problem. Fair enough. Whatever it is.
Then Bradley Chubb, who we just saw play for the Dolphins last night, there's no reason for the Dolphins not to trade him at this point. The favorite landing spot for him, Philly, 2-1. Washington listed at 3-1. Dallas, 4-1. San Fran, 5-1. And then a name that nobody's worried about in Kansas City necessarily, but A.J. Brown, next team. It'll be a worry if he gets traded to this
to
team.
New England? Or
New England's
Bills
the favorite at 2-1. Buffalo, 3-1. I don't want A.J. Brown going to Buffalo, I'll tell you that. If I'm the Eagles, I'm not trading A.J. Brown either. Like, sorry, not trading you, dude.
No, it's so insane. They're defending. Like, I'll just be honest. If the Chiefs, if they had just won the Super Bowl the year before, and then they were in active discussions to trade Rashee Rice, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? We're the defending Super Bowl champions. You're going to trade away the number one wide receiver? That seems insane to me. And yet it seems like there's something with, and I don't know how to put it, but like there's something with A.J. Brown and how many years he ends up in a city before he's ready to just burn out of town and I guess change it up at least a little bit or burns himself out in there. The Drake May thing is interesting. I mentioned this stat earlier. I just want to mention it real quick. I know it's a Chiefs fan half hour, but this relates to like them as a threat. You and I have talked about the teams that we worry about the most in the AFC. And we are not currently considering New England to be one of those teams. It is still pretty much the same teams. I think right now it's really just Bills and Colts. And Colts have really, truly earned their way into that conversation in the time being, and we take them less serious than we do the Bills. Drake May, this stat from Scott Catchmore is really interesting because he was saying it in quotes. Dan Orlovsky was saying that the MVP this year should be Drake May right now.
Yeah, I saw that part.
And he said Drake May is 1-9 in the NFL. Now, that's not just this year, so I think that's
a bit disingenuous. Yeah, that's last year. Nobody was saying he was playing at this level last year.
Drake May, though, in his career is 1-9 in the NFL when he has to throw more than 26 passes. He also has never won a game in which the Patriots have allowed more than 20 points, and he had a lead going into the fourth quarter, so like they didn't get the game-winning drive. He's just essentially saying like he's a low-volume passer who hasn't had to like go out there and win games. I would say a lot of quarterbacks start their career that way. And I don't mind if a guy comes into it a little bit. He's also looked very effective this year, so I'm not sure.
He has. Yeah, I disagree with the stat. I know it's not your stat. I disagree with the stat a little bit only because I do think it is misleading. It'd be like somebody's 1-9 in their second year in their career, and we're saying like in an argument, in an MVP conversation argument this year, someone's citing a two-year-long stat.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter for this year's MVP number. As much as I've told you, I don't think Drake May's going to win MVP, but he is playing at an MVP level. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to end up winning MVP this year, and if not, it'll be Josh Allen. And winning this game Sunday does
have an impact.
Whether you think it should or not, it will, at least in the betting markets initially. So we'll see. Yeah, I mean, Drake May and the Patriots, if they keep winning, we will have to pay way more attention to them. I just think their schedule... That schedule is one of the softer schedules you'll ever see for a team that's looking like a contender in a particular conference. Going back to the trade stuff real quick, and then we can move on. Someone texted in to the Jay Southland Toast Service text line and said, you guys were mentioning A.J. Brown and would he get traded, and you guys said he wouldn't. I said, hey, the Chiefs basically did that with Tyreek. I would say I'd push back.
It was in the offseason. It wasn't the middle of the year.
It was an offseason, and Tyreek Hill was wanting a new contract, which the Chiefs were willing to give him, by the way. A.J. Brown's not asking for money. He's just not happy because he wants the ball more and all this.
He wants to be a throwing offense.
And so I think it is different. And then someone said, well, if the Eagles get 3 first-round picks, well, sure, but they're not. Nobody's giving up 3 first-round picks for A.J. Brown at this point in his career.
No.
Come on.
I can't believe the Chiefs actually traded Tyreek Hill at a better time. I don't even think you would get Tyreek Hill compensation for a player like Tyreek Hill anymore. I feel like just trade stuff has come down overall. And it just feels like those things have changed a little bit kind of across the board. And so I guess I don't view it that way anymore, or maybe I should, but I don't view it that way anymore. So I just feel like it's a little bit different in that category than it used to be. So I don't know. It's at least interesting on that end. We'll see. And you had asked me before. Look, I still think this game is huge. I still think Bills fans should view this as a huge game. I get it. We all get it. Their games matter in the AFC divisional round or in the AFC championship game. Of course, those are worth more, and both of these teams expect to be there most of the time. The Bills have been in the AFC divisional round or better in 5 consecutive years. The Chiefs have been in the AFC title game even longer than that in every single year, and they have faced off in the playoffs 4 times. Patrick Mahomes has ended his season. But if they were both, it's weird. If they were both undefeated, I would tell you this game meant less in the regular season. But because they both have divisional challengers for all the reasons we say, and they're both like looking for a test to prove that they're as good as they think they could be, I think this game tells a lot about both teams, and that's why I think it'll be important for both.
Yeah, the idea of, you know, holding stuff back gets brought up way too much, I think, and we're probably guilty of it at times as well. There's none of that for this game for the reason you just mentioned and we did earlier in the show, which is these teams don't have the luxury of laying off a particular game or anything like that. The Chiefs have 3 losses already.
I know.
The Bills have 2. We just got done mentioning the Patriots and what they're capable of doing so far this year. We know what the Broncos are doing right now in the AFC. Still the Chargers as well, even though we both view the Broncos as the bigger threat. But you technically have a Chargers team also who already has a win against you. So, yeah.
And it's maybe going to get a little healthier, right? Got all back.
It's massive. I just think most people, we'll ask Mike Shope from Buffalo, and he joins us at 1 o'clock, you know, that if Buffalo wins, I don't think even anybody in Buffalo is saying, all right, see, this is the year we got them. I don't think anybody's going to be that. In Kansas City, if the Chiefs beat Buffalo, we're like, well, yeah, of course. But it'll just be like, it's not going to, you know, maybe there's weird reverse psychology where a Bills fan will talk to themselves.
Rather
like,
lose a regular season.
Oh, yeah, well, the Chiefs beat it this time, so we'll get him in the playoffs now. Like, there might be a little bit of that reverse psychology going on and whatever you can to cope through a loss, like we do as sports fans at times. But I think this game on Sunday is exciting because I still think these are the 2 biggest threats in getting to a Super Bowl in the AFC. And we've gone through the Colts, and I'm a Colts hater, fine. But, like, to me, I'll take still the 2 teams with the 2 best quarterbacks as we look ahead to the future, even if I agree that the Bills' defense is a problem for them. And it's why I feel really good about the Chiefs on Sunday. The Chiefs, to me, will be able to score on this Bills team easier than they have in years because, A, the Chiefs' offense is better than it has been in years, and, B, this Bills' defense is worse than it has been in years.
When we're talking about the challenges of teams, I get what you're saying about the Colts in this sense, where when you talk about the challenge of teams, Gold, easily the most difficult thing to get past your brain is quarterback. Because, like, we admitted to Drew, I think, last year, like, when Cincinnati's like, yeah, I don't fear Cincinnati because I thought their defense stunk, but I would rather a bad quarterback be in the playoffs than a good quarterback.
Sure.
I would rather the Steelers be in the playoffs this year than the Ravens go and win that division.
Right.
Of course I would. I'm not an idiot because Lamar Jackson exists, because Josh Allen exists. But I guess the thing that I keep trying to figure out with the Bills, and maybe I'm not saying it's over because I'm not an idiot and I make fun of Chiefs or people outside of Chiefs fandom who try to do this for years. The dynasty, they did this after 2 games this year. Craig Carton, after 2 games this year, said they're not making the playoffs, the division's over.
He whines about everything.
Their season's done.
He whines about everything. He was just whining after Aikman's broadcast because they were talking about how they went to 1587 Prime, and he was saying that was a conflict of interest because they were talking too nice about the restaurant.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
He complains about everything.
I don't care about that, and that's insane. So yeah. I'll let that one go I'll just ignore that for a minute to get to the inevitable point,
yeah,
which is there is a part of football that exist, the teams go through up and downs, right? Teams like the Ravens, even with Lamar Jackson, have missed the playoffs before. Teams like the Bengals have missed the playoffs with injuries, sometimes without, whatever, have missed the playoffs before. Ups and downs exist. The Bills haven't had a down yet. And so I keep thinking, like, it has to happen eventually. We're not going to have two teams at the same time win the division every year for the decade, make the playoffs every year for a decade, go to the divisional round of the AFC Championship game every year for a decade. So I kept thinking a Bills down year is coming, and this feels like the Bills down year, and they're 5-2. So right. Or 6-2. So like
I think you're right.
So like it is truly hard for me to actually think it's a Bills down year. And maybe it's more like last year, man. Maybe what's happening with the Eagles and the Bills gold is not that they're bad football teams, but they're what the Chiefs were last year or the year before, where sometimes you don't look as good and things look a little bit off, but you still have Josh Allen. And so your chances to win any football game gold, no matter the circumstances, are significantly higher than any team in the league. That's why I think it's going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight this weekend.
9-1-3. Casey Wolf is
dancing?
What would you call it? Swimming across the back of that Chiefs car.
You gotta scratch the paint.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, what do we? We had that the car you took a photo with last time is out here at the Community America Credit Union.
Should I to complete the costume?
Yeah.
Should I go get my face painted like a bear?
Yes, there is face painting for kids.
So I could be Smokey the Bear. I could be the bear.
Yeah.
Drew, what do you think? You think I should get my face painted?
I'm still convinced. I'm telling you, it's Teletubby Cody over here.
Yeah, sure.
Here
and I do think
the costume.
I think you need to do the only you can prevent wildfires in like the super deep voice, though.
Only you. Well, I need to
get. Yeah, do that. Do that.
I'll send out a video later when I got my shovel.
Okay. Because
you have a shovel?
I feel like it's a net. Do you have like the meter of a fire risk?
I don't have the meter of the fire risk. Mm. I do have a shovel, and I certainly at my house have a bucket. You know, those are the things that Smokey the Bear regularly tries to prevent people, you know?
Someone said, what's up with the bongos? In the background, that's Chiefs Rumble. That's Chiefs Rumble in the background.
Bongos, we're not enough.
I do think only you can prevent wildfires.
Uh-huh. There you go, Drew. There you go.
Quick update. Lower the octave level a little bit.
You're back in the studio. Uh-huh. We're obviously not there. Potluck has started. Have you scouted it? What are we looking like?
How's the spread?
Did Bob and Dusty really go and bring in fish just to annoy people?
During the break, I'm going to go check. I was going to go during the last break, but we were dealing with some stuff. So I will go during this break, and I will come back with a report for you and what's going on.
All right, I'm curious just how the potluck is going back in the building.
There's a lot of noise being made, and it smells pretty good. So,
a lot of noise being made.
Well, yeah, like everybody was collectively in an area that was relatively close to the studio. So, I was like, what the heck's going on? Yeah.
Were they disappointed you weren't in costume? Hey, what was Carrington's costume? He looks like he just dressed like a Chiefs fan going to a game on Sunday.
He was
just in a Chiefs shirt and some Zubaz pants. That just looks like a fan going to the game.
Yeah,
Carrington was that way. Nobody said, why didn't you wear a costume? Speck is dressed up as Scott Parks, which I think is very good.
Okay. So... flip-flops, a Dusty's, 80s band t-shirt.
Dusty's
shorts.
Dressed up as an advertisement.
Correct.
I saw that.
I
respect them.
Our guy Quentin, who's now over at KMBZ, is Forrest Gump.
He told me he let the listeners decide that costume.
The outfit is, I don't know if you guys seen it yet. The outfit is outstanding. It looks great.
I'm looking at some of the photos they sent out from the staff, so I'm curious. I'm looking through to see how everybody dressed up.
Although,
I saw a
photo of us listed, and I did not send that in. Did you send that in?
Yeah, Sophie asked.
So, I forget
who's dressed up.
It was from our Instagram.
As Wednesday from the Addams Family or whatever, and it's
very well done.
That might be the winner.
Yeah, that was really well done costume, I would say.
That's a pretty popular one.
Someone says, do we know who the refs are going to be for the game? We do.
Carl Sheffers,
our old friend, is going to be the ref for the game, who we now like, remember? We now like him. After his voice cracked a million times while calling a penalty because of the ridiculousness in that Chiefs-Raiders game it's probably been 3 years now, hasn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
About 3 years.
But remember, he made a good call in the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship.
He did.
That Super Bowl, so we forgave him. We sat on the air.
Yep.
We got no more beef.
That's right.
So unless he makes an absolutely insane call on Sunday, which certainly can't happen.
There's no foul in play for once in the back.
All-time moment. Yeah. He genuinely sounds like he is near tears in the clip.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So, people make a huge deal about the
refs.
Ref assignment. Like, this ref is you know, record with this team or games with this ref the road team doesn't cover, or games with this ref the total for the game usually goes under. People make way too big of a deal about that. And that's why at this point you just got to lean in, as we said, and that's why I'm a Chiefs ref today.
Oh, one of your patches came off.
Yeah, I got the main one on there still.
Yeah, you're still good. And you got the ones on the hat.
Yeah.
So you're still good to go.
Someone said they dressed as you in a Subway blimp earlier.
Oh, really?
That's their costume.
I mean, that'd be a pretty awesome
So are they
costume.
A sub inside of a blimp, or are they a, you know what I'm saying?
That's like, a great question.
What are they?
I still have the lunchbox they gave me from the Subway blimp ride. Should that be an eventual Cody and Gold garage show piece?
It could
be. It holds all my playing cards.
It definitely could be.
It holds
be,
like my Uno cards and all the kids' stuff in there. Well, I don't like pack a lunch in a lunchbox.
Someone said they wanted to dress as Speck but didn't want to shave their head. So as a result,
you would have to do that.
Yeah.
Couldn't you go with one of those caps, though, like the bald
caps?
Yeah, to make that work so you don't have costume
once. Yeah, you could.
So you don't have to shave your head.
Certainly plausible. I can't think about who would be the most distinguishable costume if you had them dress like someone in the office.
Ooh.
Parks is high up there.
Yeah, I would say.
Scott Parks.
I'm talking about from our station.
From our station?
Most, I mean.
Who dresses in the most standout way? It might be you, Drew.
Yeah,
like, at least it is. Wear
it is true. It is
I think
true.
It might be you.
Yeah,
it's not meant to be an insult.
True.
I'm just
it
saying.
It absolutely is. Yeah.
I think you dress in the most distinguishable way.
Yeah, it would be.
Versus
true.
Some of the other people at the station. I think it's easier to find. I think it'd be easier to see that it was you versus somebody else. That's all.
I am wearing the neon orange Adidas shoes today, so.
It's that.
You'll be able to see me coming from a mile away.
Frost my tips like you were when you were Joe Burrow. There'll be lots of ways to do it. Have you ever dyed your hair gold?
Dyed my hair?
Yeah.
No.
I told you when I was younger. There's probably a photo of me with like bright bleach blonde hair.
Really?
With like blue tips. Oh, man. There's all kinds of crazy
blue
hair.
Blue tips?
All kinds of crazy hair in my youth.
When I was in like elementary school or junior high, I had like the spiked hair, you know, like the but I didn't. Like, it wasn't frosted tips or anything. I never had my ears pierced or anything.
Never had a bowl cut. I avoided.
Did you ever have your
smart
ears
decision?
No
there.
Ears pierced. No.
So I said a couple of people said Bink is the easiest person to dress up as.
Oh, that's true. Shorts, beer shirt. Have a can of chew with you.
Yeah.
Have an energy drink in hand.
Don't shave for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
And you might be good to go.
Jeez.
Well, he has a beard.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Exactly. All right, coming up next here, we are broadcasting live from Community American Credit Union, a Red Friday tailgate in Blue Springs off of I-70 South Outer Road. The tailgate goes till 1 o'clock. We've got a Hawaiian food truck out here, free food for the first 100 people, the big ATM, your chance to win Chiefs and Colts tickets. Having a great time. You can hear the Chiefs rumble in the background as well. Up next, we get to what's trending. We'll talk more about this offense and whether or not it can travel to Buffalo. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.